Hey, you guys, check out the Magnificent You course at designeryourlifetoday.com and discover ways to release your magnificence so that you can start achieving your dream life. If you know that you can achieve, but you're not sure what's blocking you, check out the Magnificent You course, designeryourlifetoday.com. The course is absolutely free.
If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power.
Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Thriving Thursday on Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsel. Thriving Thursday is the day where we touch on strategies and thoughts and ideas for achieving your goals in your small business or your direct sales business, or really any business for that matter, because sometimes the rules of success when it comes to the size of your business, the rules are the same. And so on Thriving Thursday, we like to share information that will help you take things up a notch so you can get to where it is you want to be financially and really just across the board with your business goals. How many people do you want to have on your team? What kind of a team do you want to build? And what kind of collaborations do you want to make happen? These kinds of things. So we talk about a lot of these wonderful things on Thriving Thursday. With that being said, just want to remind you guys of our theme for the month. And it is all about facing fear and overcoming resistance to achievement. So when it comes to your small business goals, are you actually putting up some resistance to your own success? And sometimes we don't know that we're doing it, but nevertheless, we're doing it. Here's how you can tell if you have resistance to your own achievement. Look at the results that you're getting on a daily basis. When you take a look at your results, you will realize that it's not your friends, it's not family members, it's not your team. It's at the end of the day, if you're the leader, yeah, it's the leader. And it doesn't mean that you should beat yourself up. It doesn't mean that you should feel badly about what's going on. However, it does mean that you want to be proactive and make some changes, make some adjustments, and really change your perspective so that things can start to work out in your favor. Our topic for today is dive in to thrive on. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And diving in to thrive on, this is all about you mastering that business so that you can thrive on, so that you can reach your goals. I mean, whatever you're working on achieving, you set out to achieve this, or you're working on it because you're looking for a specific result. You want some type of results. You want something to happen with all of this. So I think when you understand what it really means to kind of push that resistance to the side or put it in a box or step on it, whatever you have to do, crush it so that it doesn't stop you. When you understand about resistance to achievement, then you can better take control of where you want to go and what you want to do. So let's get on with it. So whatever business goals you're working on achieving, Let me ask you a question. Are you putting in the work to master it? Are you putting in the work to really understand what it is you're doing, understand the business that you're in, and really to hold yourself out to be an expert, not because you wrote a few articles, because there are a lot of books out there that have been written that says, okay, hold yourself out to be an expert. If you read several books, then you write a couple of articles. Now, bam, you're an instant expert. No, becoming an expert requires time. It requires you actually putting in the hands-on work in that category. If you're going to talk to someone about sales, then gee, don't you think you should have been in sales for a while, been in the trenches, so that you really know what this is all about? Now, if you're going to talk about the psychology of sales, that might be something very different. I think Brian Tracy wrote a book about the psychology of sales. I believe he's the author of that book. However, he's a psychologist, I believe. So it's okay if he talks about what's going on in your mind when you are working on making something happen. But of course, Brian Tracy was also in the world of sales. So the point that I'm getting to here is that, are you putting in the work to master your business? I've talked to people who are in direct sales and they would ask me, you know, how did you build your successful direct sales business? How did you build such a successful small business? Wow, how did this happen for you? And then I've had the people who say things that annoy me to no end, or the one thing that annoys me more than anything is that, wow, you were so lucky. You were one of the lucky ones. Really? I was? So where were you when I was working and learning and staying up until, you know, 1, 2, and 3 in the morning until I could get it right? Where were you when I was practicing? And where were you when I was out there really beating that pavement, making it happen, not knowing what I was doing, but really getting in the trenches, and then of course learning what to do. So the where I'm going with this is that there are people that I've talked to in direct sales and other small businesses, and I've asked them questions about the business that they were in, and they would say, I'm not sure. There is a particular person, and he was in a direct sales company, and he wanted to know, how do you earn 6 figures? And so I thought, okay, I started telling him how to earn 6 figures, but then it dawned on me with that blank stare, when he gave me a blank stare, like, what is she talking about? It dawned on me that, wait a minute, he didn't know his company. He didn't even know what it took to even win some of the awards that his company was offering, and some of these very awards that would actually move you up the ladder towards that 6-figure mark. Something simple as the most basic level award. And I asked him, I said, okay, what type of awards does your company offer? And he says, well, he started naming one or two. And I said, okay, and what does it take to achieve those? And he says, well, I'm not sure. And so then I asked him some other questions about his company that had nothing to do with winning awards, because everybody's not into that. And I started asking him, how many of this product do you need to sell each month to reach a certain goal, to reach a certain dollar amount? He didn't know that either. So the point that I'm making here is that, listen, if you're going to thrive in your business, you need to fully immerse yourself into that business. Dive in so that you can thrive on. And you have to work to master it. I think people go into business sometimes thinking that, wow, this is my key to financial freedom. And this is also my key to not having a job. But understand this, it is your key to financial freedom. It is your key to not being on someone's job. But the other side to that coin is, you have to be willing to learn what you need to learn and put in the hours to make the money to make up for that paycheck you would have gotten if you were on someone's job. So it's not a simple thing. It's a fun thing, but you have got to dive in, because here's the beauty of it. I mean, it does lighten up over time once you put in the time to make your business work. Things do lighten up a little bit. You start making more money. Things start flowing better. You get your groove going, so you know exactly which moves to make, which moves not to make. So you're doing everything a lot more efficiently, a lot faster. And as a result, you can actually take some time off. But understand this, that you must put in the work to master what you're doing in order to make that happen. In order to come up with ideas that will really allow you to work more efficiently, allow you to take more time off, allow you to kind of free yourself up and have the fun in your life that you want to have, you have to know your business really well. Whenever I would take time off, because I reached a point when I was in real estate, I reached a point in my business where I didn't want to work on the weekends. And a lot of realtors worked on the weekends showing properties because that's when a lot of people were off from work or a lot of people had free time or freed up their time. But I didn't want to work during that time. I wanted to go and relax. And sometimes I would go to, because I live in Jacksonville, Florida, I would drive to Orlando. And sometimes I'd go to Disney World. Sometimes I would go to Universal Studios. Sometimes I wouldn't go anywhere. I would just get me a really nice room and just chill out, you know, order in and binge a little bit on different movies and then just kind of spend time with myself and just kind of do nothing. Okay. Or read a book, things like that. Okay. So the point is I did what I wanted to do, but I had to know my business well enough, get to a point where I could create a system that will allow me to do that. And you can do the exact same thing. So that's one of the benefits of diving in so that you can thrive on. So you have to be willing to put in the work to master it. So that means you have to get serious about achieving every single business goal that you've set. You get serious by learning what it takes to make it happen. So you have to learn. Now, so where am I going even further with this? When we talk about diving in to thrive on, how do you really dive in while at the same time making sure that you move the needle forward and you're moving forward a lot more efficiently and faster, which is what we're talking about? How do you really kind of make that happen? Well, I've been talking about it for the first part of this podcast. And the first thing would be is you got to become the expert. So you got to be committed to being the expert in your field. When we hear expert, sometimes we also think that, wait a minute, does that mean I have to be the best of the best of the best at the top of that heap? No one knows more than me. Not necessarily so. It means you have to know your game really well. Whatever game you're in, you have to know how to play it and play it to the max. Think about that. In football, there's more than one superstar in football. Okay, but each superstar in their own right, they can play the game really well. And in that respect, you could consider them the experts in their area. So you don't have to be competitive in the sense that you're competing against someone else and trying to outdo someone else. By the way, the minute you work to outdo someone else, then you know what? That means that they've already beat you. Think about it. In a race, when people are running a race, the people are always working to beat the person that's out front. So, and that's okay. You can work to beat the person out front. So there's nothing wrong with competition. But the point that I'm getting to is put your attention more so on knowing your business, knowing every kind of ounce of that business, every nuance, every new twist and turn that you can learn about that business. Don't look at what the other person is doing. That's what I'm talking about. Competition, that kind of, it's a given. It kind of shows up on its own. But put your attention on becoming the expert. Now, here's the thing. We're talking about business today. We're talking about meeting your business goals. We're talking about achieving, diving in to thrive on. Now, this may seem like a small thing, but it really isn't. You want to add to becoming an expert. You want to position yourself to understand a little bit about business etiquette. Okay. So, and you say, okay, what's the big deal about that? Because a part of your learning process is going to come from other people. And returning phone calls, acknowledging other people in business instead of saying, you know what, I don't have time for them. I'm too busy, you know, trying to make a dollar. I'm too busy grinding, which is, I think, a phrase people are using a lot because of Damon John. And he's, you know, I love his books. He's great. And it's a great phrase. But my point is this grinding involves being able to connect with others. It involves collaboration. It involves business etiquette where you're building those business relationships that will allow people to think of you when someone needs your service. Okay, so when it comes to mastering your business and thriving in that business and diving into that business, it's not just about you and you alone. So you want to understand, as I said, business etiquette. How do you treat people, even those people you think can't do anything for you at that point in time? You never know who's going to rise up, and one day you're going to open a newspaper or go on the internet and you're going to see them plastered all over the internet. You're going to see them everywhere. So you never ever know. So you really want to understand business etiquette. And if you understand it, yeah, put it into some type of action. Here's the other thing. If you really want to master that business, in order to master anything, you have to keep an open mind about how things are going to play out for you. And it's when we talk about how things are going to play out for you, it means that you're in a business. Let's say, for example, you're in a business and you are brand new in that business and you are working on becoming the expert. You're not sure how things are going to play out, but as a result, you draw certain conclusions about the business. I'm only going to learn this part. I'm focusing on studying this. I'm focusing on that and that only. I'm focusing on these people right here because I think I can get to where I want to be with them. Well, you know what? Keep an open mind about how things are going to play out in your business, because sometimes you're closing the door on your own success, or not necessarily closing the door, but delaying your success and slowing it way, way down because you are focused on the wrong things or you have the wrong type of tunnel vision. And when I say the wrong type, see, in business, you do need a kind of tunnel vision because you need to focus on what you're learning and learning that business. You need to kind of focus on all the tools that you need for that business, or know the tools that you need and position yourself so that you can get those tools. So you need to have this type of focus and that kind of tunnel vision where you kind of, in a sense, almost not necessarily freeze people out, but people who are not going where you're going, they're not doing what you're doing, they're very negative, they're bringing stuff to the table that is so not what you need. And to keep from going through that again, listen to yesterday's podcast where I talked about what's getting into you, things that create resistance to your goal achievement. So I talked about the different types of people. So go back and listen to that and you'll get a feel for the different types of people that you might not, you know, want to add as a part of your journey, or you want to keep them off to the sides. So the point that I'm getting to here is you want to keep that open mind about how things are going to play out, people that you meet. And here's a better example is that sometimes when we want to be successful in a business, direct sales or a small business or any type of business, mainly small businesses and direct sales, sometimes because of like kind, we tend to migrate towards people that look like us and we think that they should do business with us, or people who've been in that arena, the same arena as us, because we say, okay, we have some things in common. In other words, veteran-owned business, Black-owned business, these kinds of things. Now, to each his own. It doesn't, not saying that you shouldn't migrate toward groups that you're familiar with. What I'm saying to you, this is all about keeping an open mind, is that understand that you're in business to do business. And if you're in business to do business, it's not about the color. Okay. Unless you're selling I can't think of anything that you would be selling that would only go to a specific race of people. But veteran owned business, maybe you're selling veteran stuff. patches and jackets and things like that. You would, of course, sell those things to veterans. But hey, you never know. Someone could be a family member of a veteran and they want to buy it for Christmas. So, well, I just negated my own idea. The point that I'm getting to is you want to keep an open mind. You're in business to do business. You're not in business to pigeonhole yourself and to pigeonhole others for that matter and make it some sort of obligation for people to do business with you. When you can keep an open mind about doing business and you become the expert, then it's a non-issue about who's doing business with you in that sense. Okay. So, and so before some of you want to go to the moralistic side of things, that's not what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about you just doing business and keeping that open mind as to who your customers are going to be. A customer, a lot of times, is usually a type. You know, in other words, male or female. It could be veteran owned. It could be African American. That could be your market. There's nothing wrong with that. However, the point that I'm getting to is if you really want to thrive, especially if you're in direct sales, if you're selling certain products and services, yeah, a lot of times you need to really expand your thinking, open your mind, and be open to an entire market. Think about somebody who's selling makeup. Okay. So men who sell makeup, there are men who sell makeup, there are women who sell makeup that have makeup lines. And think about this, the men who sell makeup, they specifically know that they're targeting women. Okay. They're not targeting a color type. They're targeting women. Okay. And once again, so we don't get too far off on that, what the point that I'm trying to drive home here is keep an open mind about how things are going to play out for your business. Because sometimes, especially if you're new in business, an opportunity will present itself and you will jump all over it. One last very real story, because I've been trying to think of a real story to drive that point home. When I was in real estate, there was a guy who had gotten a government contract to refurbish several houses kind of in a blighted community and to sell those houses to people who would otherwise normally would not be able to buy a home. And of course, the government had a program for that and to help them get their down payment, to help them get their money, to help them make their first, I believe it was their first like 6 months payments, and then they would have to, fend for themselves. But the point is that I remember talking to a very seasoned realtor who was very successful. And I said, this opportunity just landed in my lap. And this guy, he says that he's looking for a realtor. And I think, I could help him. I could help him. And that the advice that that realtor gave me was, I know this guy and he's never done anything of any real significance since he's been in business. And he says he's hit and miss on everything. He says, so I wouldn't waste my time if I were you. Well, I talked to the guy a little bit and I asked certain questions. And then, I made a decision. My instinct said, go for it. I went for it against everybody, not everybody, against that very seasoned, successful realtor saying, hey, stay away from this guy because, hey, he's not that great. So, and we worked together so well. And what happened is I ended up finding about 15 houses for him and he refurbished those houses. We actually closed on every single one of those houses. I got paid a commission on every single one of those houses. And I'm not sure what all of that added up to be, but I'm thinking, those commissions, they were close to super close to six figures, if not six figures, because I earned way over six figures that year. But the point, or in the high six figures, I should say, that year. And so that just doing that deal alone pushed me up to close to six figures. So everything else was kind of gravy from that point because my goal was to earn six figures. And so keep an open mind. I think you get the picture. I think that's a better story than my previous stories. Okay, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today. It's all about you diving in so you can thrive on. If you want to win, you want to make it, you got to get out there. Now, as we wrap up, if there's anything that's stopping you, something that you say, you know what, I wish I could make this happen. I wish I could do better, but there's something stopping me. And I just don't feel like I don't have the confidence I need to have. Well, you need to start taking steps to cure that, because there's more to goal achievement than just setting goals, visualizing. You have to do more. You have to go beyond that. And so check out our course, The Magnificent You. And I think that's going to help open your mind, expand your thinking, and help you really just amp things up and get to where it is you want to be. You know, if you've got that big amped up goal, you know, it's all in the bag. Okay. If you do what you need to do to get to where it is you need to do. Hey, big amped up goal, BAG. Ah, the acronym spells bag. Is my life perfect or what? Listen, you guys, enjoy this Thriving Thursday. Have an amazing weekend. And we will be back next week with lots more of ways that you can overcome resistance to achievement. And we're eventually going to get to a series where we are facing our fears and crushing them. Do life with power.